Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
For our Nats fans listening on your flagship home for the Washington Nationals, what a treat today has been. You just heard Max Scherzer and Matt Wieters together. We've talked to Anthony Rendon. We've had Brian Goodwin on the show. How about Gio Gonzalez, who's got one of the five best earned run averages in baseball and continues to soar in the second half to one of the great seasons of his career. He stops by as we're at the Nats Youth Baseball Academy. He is one of a plethora of guys, almost 10 players on the team. I mean, you're talking about a huge turnout today showing up here at the Nats Youth Baseball Academy to benefit the youngsters here in Southeast D.C., hang out with them. You guys were out on the field earlier. The rain has ruined that for the moment, but you guys are now coaching them up in the classroom and spending time with them.
That's right.
Pretty neat day, Gio.
Rendon came out. He did something really special for them. He made them yearbooks, which is pretty incredible. Yeah, like he was telling me how quick they turned that around for him. And, you know, that's impressive. It speaks on his character, who he is. You know, just a guy who just will spend every bit of time to help as much as possible. He has the right idea. He has something similar to what I wanted to do with something in Hialeah, where, you know, this is what the Uncork for a Cause reason was for that. You know, I wanted to go back and give as much time as I can to these kids and help them, you know, redo the fields and everything like that. And I think they did a great job here. And then when you have Ian Desmond, I remember when the ribbon was cut here and Ian Desmond was, you know,
he was the guy here.
And then all of a sudden it just passed down to another great human being, like a great leader, great role model, Anthony Rendon. But when he summoned everyone and said, hey, listen, it'd be great for you guys, you know,
when did he do that? How'd that work?
That meeting was kind of weird. It was kind of funny, but the way he approached it, the way he did it, he kind of caught us all by surprise and then said, hey, listen, this is coming from me. I would like for you guys to come to this event. And
like in the clubhouse?
In the clubhouse.
Because people don't get this. If you're a player, you know what it's like to be asked to do a million things, right? And it's not always that you don't want to help out in the community, but you're doing other things. So I know just from dealing with players before, they don't like asking players to do stuff because they know what that's like. They don't want to be the guy that's always bothering someone, hey, sign this for me, do this. But when he says once in a blue moon, and I guess he did, hey, guys, it would really mean a lot if you came out. I guess that's what happened.
I think what you have to understand, a lot of us have kids. Yeah. We're all parents. And I mean, that's a go-to thing, especially that's another gray area for us. It's like, you know, we just had a day game yesterday. It was tough to, you know, spend time with, I had a tough time spending time with my son yesterday because I was at the event. I had the baseball game. And then all of a sudden, this morning, turn around, you know, if Rendon asked for something like this, which he never asked for anything like this. I mean, this came from a guy that really, you know, does his own thing, really understands his own program. And then when he spoke, and it was just like, you know what, it's a leader. It's a guy we all respect and we all, you know, admire and what he does on and off the field. And it makes sense. I mean, this is something I love. I can do this every day. You know, I wish my son could have been here, but he's still busy sleeping. So what a life.
I know, right?
He's living the good life.
Well, you mentioned your event. It was last night.
Tell everybody
about it, man.
Oh, man. It started at 6 o'clock. You know, it was it started off nice. It had good music. And all of a sudden, 7 o'clock came along and the music just turned up. It was unreal.
The wine
crowd got right where it should have been. And it was exactly what I was talking about when I announced it, when I talked to you guys. You don't want to miss this. It was supposed to be unbelievable. The music, the drinks, the food, everything, the auction, everything went out with a bang. I mean, it's a compliment when you have your manager saying this was an A-plus event.
You guys ended up raising tens of thousands of dollars, including just one of the bottles that you guys sold at the Uncork for a Cause event that Gio did that went for almost 10 grand. So job well done by you. How about yesterday at Nats Park before the event, though? Four straight homers. As a pitcher who's not throwing that day, I guess you won all that run support. But that's got to be the best perch to be on, just sitting there enjoying it.
Well, the last time I had my Uncork for a Cause, we had an 18-inning game. It wasn't what I wanted in an Uncork for a Cause reason.
Was that the Twins game?
Was it the Pirates?
I don't remember. I can't remember. It was the Pirates, probably. But I remember it was Murph came in to pinch hit with two outs. I remember that. It was in the ninth.
Homered off Melanson.
Homered and then all of a sudden played an extra 9-inning game. I mean, it would have been awesome if we would have tipped our caps and won the game. But yeah,
that was last July.
Yeah.
Starling Marte for the bad guys.
Remarkably, it was we had people stayed. People watched two games yep. and stayed for the event. And then that's when I said, hey, this is a great thing. Like, you know, people are actually buying behind this. And then when we did it again this year, I mean, I don't know, but I think our luck turned around a little bit when you have that kind of a game. And I'm all for it. If your team is putting up those kind of runs, that means it's going to be a good day at the event. So it was remarkable. I've never seen anything like that.
You can still go to the website, Uncork for a Cause, find out how you can make a difference. Gio's done some incredible work on this front. He joins us now live from the Nats Youth Academy in Southeast D.C. here on Grant and Danny. You played baseball for a long time, obviously. You've been in this game forever. You're always going to see something that you haven't seen before, whether it's a crazy rule that you've never seen. Have you ever seen anything? I'm talking about like metal bats. I'm talking about like where six big kids get stacked from some redistricting nonsense. Have you ever seen five homers and six at bats like that anywhere?
Well, I'd be honest with you. I've to see four of them or three, it's still impressive.
Yep.
When you get four, like that's stuff like, what are you seeing? What is it that you were talking about this earlier? What are you seeing? What as a pitcher, what can you throw?
What are you supposed to do?
And then the worst part is there was the meeting to try to break that rhythm up.
Yep.
And then first pitch, boom, another home run. I was like, what meeting? Now what are you saying?
Now what do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean about?
Remember that speech we gave you? Let's try another one.
Let's try it. And it was funny because you hear from another perspective, a hitter's perspective, and they're saying, well, not that pitch. Whatever you're putting down, throw the opposite. So I was like, okay. And then you have a position player come up and throw 64 miles per hour and get 1-2-3 like nothing. So it's like, that, what do you say to stuff like that?
As a pitcher, you're having a great year in a season in which more home runs are being hit than ever before. Yeah. I think we're on pace as a sport to have over 600 more homers hit this year than ever. There's questions about if the baseball's juiced or what's going on. Do you think this is just that guys are selling out because it's easier to hit home runs because players are stronger? Or do you think something else wacky is happening?
I think that's a touchy topic for both areas, you know,
really?
For pitchers and hitters. I mean,
yeah.
You're going to have pitchers say what they say, and then you're going to have hitters saying, well, hey, they're going over the fence. So it's a win-lose situation for each side. So
yeah.
I think that as far as that, there was a lot of home runs hit yesterday. I think in general, that was a good amount of home runs hit in one game. I've never seen that many home runs hit in one game. But as far as that was you're going to have to pitch. You're going to have to learn how to move
the
ball
around.
And
the good thing is, no matter what's happening with the baseball or whatever's going on, every team deals with it, right? So the same balls are being used for you as the Brewers and vice versa.
Exactly.
No other teams hit five homers this year in an inning. So I don't think any should be taken away from you or the guys are going to hit 50 like Giancarlo, Aaron, and Judge.
Yeah.
But it's just odd to watch some of these numbers right now. As a guy who's loved baseball my entire life, I've never seen anything like this season. It sounds different. Fly balls are going out. It's something crazy is going on. I just don't know what it is.
It might be the domes and the open air or something like that. I don't know. But I can't put my finger on it. I'd be honest with you,
As a pitcher, you don't worry about it, though.
You're not supposed to. Yeah, that's exactly. You're not supposed to. You don't want to think, oh, well, if anything's hit in the air, it's a home run. You can't think like that.
Right.
It's like if you want to go as far as saying, well, I'm going to throw a perfect game today. You can't think like that. You have to go out there and try to pitch.
So the middle of this order is absurd. I mean, there's not anything like it in the rest of baseball. There are other guys that, you know, great middle of the orders. There's good top of the orders. Think Colorado, this team in town. Charlie Blackman's a stud. They're great hitters everywhere. But this 3-6, this is like late 90s type stuff with this group. It's unbelievable. How would you attack it if you had to? Like, let's say today, whatever, something freaky happens, you got to go get those four guys out in a row. What are you going to do?
Well, one, I can't give that secret away. I mean, I don't want everyone else to hear anything like that. But as far as that, it's good luck. Hang with them. Because those are guys that, you know, if they don't get to the first round, they're going to look for something else the second round. And they're constantly doing their homework. They're constantly learning more and more. Like, I mean, you can watch videos on these pitchers all day long. You can see it. They have iPads that show you his mechanics in the dugout. I mean, in every clubhouse and every dugout, your homework is being done right in front of you. So I think that as a pitcher, it gets a little bit more intense. It's a little harder to, you know, try to sneak one by anyone nowadays. It's just they got everything down packed to the tee, you know, from what pitches you want to throw, what counts, what everything. So it's just like you just try to hit your spots. I mean, I've been doing a great job because I have a big strike zone behind the plate. You know, Matt Wieters has been incredible for me. He's been putting down the great fingers, and now all of a sudden I'm just trying to hit my spot with him, especially, you know, with the big strike zone that he is.
Gio Gonzalez here on The Fan. You're a Grant and Danny veteran, so you know how we end these interviews with some superlatives sometimes. So we asked you about guys that would have to pay the bill or would walk out on the bill, whatever. So here, I guess, is a couple things from the clubhouse that I want to know. Let's start with one. Your teammates all have to do a stand-up set. 15 minutes on stage.
Oof.
Who does the funniest stand-up set?
Oof. I mean,
besides you.
You know what? You can. A lot of people sleep on Michael Taylor.
Really?
Yeah.
He's so quiet.
Deadpan style?
Yeah. I mean, his humor is beyond hilarious. Tanner Roark, I think, could definitely take that throne.
Okay.
Tanner's actually really funny. You have guys that J-Dub's another one that, like, you give him the mic and he just takes off. I mean, he's good with just putting on a performance.
Okay. You need someone to babysit your child for the afternoon. And this is the last person you would call in your clubhouse to do so.
Oh, man, I'd be honest with you.
Actually, give me the person you'd call first and then last.
See, that's funny you say that. I mean, there's a lot of dads on this team, so
right.
I think I feel comfortable with almost everybody here.
Okay.
But last would be a non-parent, kind of like a young guy.
Right.
So, I mean, I trust Joe because he came from a great family, but I think Joel Ross would be my last pick because
yeah.
he's still the young one.
He's still a kid.
Yeah. But as far as that, he's got, you know, great parents to kind of show them the way. But I don't think they're
responsible. If you haven't done it, we're not taking the training wheels off with your baby.
That's exactly it. I've played my cards with someone else. It's been a bother now.
Well, while Grant was asking that question, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a 14-year-old kid walk by, and I go, oh, there's Trey Turner. But just on that subject, it wasn't. It was a 14-year-old child.
That's right. That's right.
You mentioned last night the event, the music gets turned up, right? It's exciting.
Absolutely.
Best dancer on the roster.
Best dancer on the roster.
Like, in other words, all of a sudden the floor clears. It's like Dancing Rick in that. What's the movie I'm thinking of?
I don't know what you're thinking.
Like in the movie in the Bay City where Ben Stiller is there and they dance at the dance off.
Oh,
gotta
yeah.
Gotta give the man Dancing Rick and the meter. With Patton Oswalt?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Along Came Polly's a good movie.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller does
his little salsa move.
Yes.
I think that was kind of similar to what it was
that's
yesterday.
Well, that's that different.
Are you for scuba, Ruben? If you are for scuba, I am a piece.
That's scuba. Yeah.
Why can't I think of it? It's the remake of the TV show.
What was your question again?
Who's the best dancer? Forget about the movie reference. Who's the best dancer?
The best dancer. I mean, right now we have a dance off between Wilmer Defoe and John Sue, our trainer. So. It's going to be tough because those two, we have to put a crown on one of those two. And I think, I don't know, Defoe does have his Spanish moves, his salsa, and shoulder shrugs. So, I don't know, Defoe might be ahead of the pack in this one.
All right, last one for our yearbook, our last superlative. Best and worst dressed on the team. This is, let's say you're all going to a wedding. This is not like whatever Dusty's rules are on the road. You're actually classing it up. The guy that's going to do it the best and then the guy that's going to embarrass himself is...
I think best is Bryce Harper. That's
Ooh.
That's hands down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he does put on a fashion show when he puts on when he wants to dress up. But as far as that worst dress, there's not too many because I even Lindy's up there as one of the best dressed. You know,
when you say Lindy is up there, that says something.
Like
though.
I'm talking about best dress.
Right.
Like he's up there in best dress, but worst dress, I. There's not too many guys on our team that dress that bad. I mean, some of them might wear tighter clothes.
Yeah.
Who wears schmediums?
Schmediums would definitely be Defoe. I mean, you
He's
can see his heartbeat.
Say that
yeah. You can see his heartbeat from his shirt. So that's pretty tight. If you can wear something like that and see a pulse through your body, I think that's definitely
How do you know what Defoe's pulse is? I was counting by sitting next to him.
When you see your chest just going like this through your shirt, I mean, that says a lot. I mean, and you're not even doing anything. You're just sitting down.
Thank you, Gio. We always appreciate having you on the show.
Starsky Absolutely. And Hutch was the name of the movie.
Oh,
Starsky
okay.
and Hutch. It was famous. All right, back to you.
11 people saw it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Good times,
thank you for having me.
Gio Gonzalez having one of the best years of his career, one of the five best ERAs in baseball on Grant and Danny. It is Grant Paulson. I wanted to tell you that if you're having a problem with a room in your home, trying to get it to the right temperature, you got to heat it up, cool it down, you got to call my guys at Mannix Heating and Cooling. My dad was having this issue in his sunroom, so we took care of it. We called Jerry Mannix up. He and his team came to the house and installed Mitsubishi Electric equipment. equipment. Their cooling and heating systems are more efficient, don't require expensive, tedious duct work. They do it at an affordable cost for you, and there is not a more respectful team in your home than Jerry's. Their product knowledge is second to none. Here's what you got to do. Call Mannix Heating and Cooling, 703-777-9211, 703-777-9211, and tell them Grant sent you. MannixHVAC.com. That's Mannix with two N's, one X, HVAC.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.